Many organizations attempt to work at the managerial level. You know, train people how to empower other people. Train them how to delegate more completely and fully. But what if the trust isn't there? You will find some loose cannons, and you'll find people taking advantage, and then you'll say to yourself, this doesn't do a thing. It's worse than it was before, and so you bring back the hammer, the tough management approach, in order to keep things in line. What if you work at the interpersonal level and train people in team building or in communication skills? But what if you're dealing with some people that are double-minded, who are always caring about hidden agendas? And they go through the motions of this interpersonal skill training or this communication training, but they haven't fundamentally altered their duplicity. I've seen also many people in organizations work only at the personal level, trying to fulfill themselves and try to build their self-esteem, trying to learn time management skills, trying to learn how to set and achieve goals. But what if their fundamental motive structure hasn't altered? Or let's say they go ahead and work on that. But what if the entire organization has systems that are inimical to all of those values that these people are trying to inculcate inside their nature or inside their relationships? So that you may say that you want cooperation, but in fact you reward people for competition. It'll undo the whole rest. Gandhi again. A person cannot do right in one department of life whilst attempting to do wrong in another department. Life is one indivisible whole. It is interrelated. You affect one thing, it affects something else.